Internet connection in Thailand started in 1987 with the help of the Australian government. AIT was called by Australia two times a day, in the morning and at night. And then Prince of Songkhla University negotiated with Australia and got the same deal. Then in 1991, DEC in Thailand got internet address but was barred from PTT not to use it because they want to do it themselves. So several commercial organizations found loophole to do it. For example, they would call the US for 59 minutes and stop for 1 minute and call again for another 59 minutes, something like that, or have the US call back. In 1991, Chulalongkorn University became the first gateway from Thailand with only 96 baud, and now it has been upgraded to 64K. Then in 1992, NECTEC, the government Ministry of Science, also become the second gateway. So right now we have two gateway, and then Thammasat University joined the process. In 1992, also Khimmokkut Institute of Technology in Lat Krabang, the competing university to Chulalongkorn University, joined internet. And also 1992, Assumption University, which is a private university, start experimenting with internet. Well, let me say a little bit about Assumption University. It was set up by the Brother of St. Kabir. It's supposed to be a Catholic university, but only 2% of the students are Catholic. Most of them are Buddhist. It was initiated in 1969 and formally established in 72, and in 75 was accredited by the Ministry of Education and Ministry of University Affairs, and became a full-fledged university only in 1990. It now has undergrad, graduate, and PhD program. The PhD program is in computer with 27 students. The master program has 1,000 students, and there are altogether 8 computer-related computer program. The Department of Computer Engineering, Computer Science, Information Science, Business Computer, Management Information System, that kind of thing. It has 9 faculties. And it started using computer in 1980. I brought one Radio Shack from the US hand carry to the university and asked another priest to hand carry another one. And the same thing occurred in 81, have the priest who travel to other country to carry in Apple II. Well, later in 82, we got the Onyx with the Unix operating system since 1982. And then 83 to 86, we got 50 set of PC, 87 IBM, 9370, and then 50 set of PC, and 1990 IBM 3083, IBM AS 400, and then one Sun workstation, one HP, and now two Sun Spark 1000. It says here 6 Sun Classic. I just signed the order before I came here, 50 Sun Classic. We are going to be designated the Sun side of Thailand. That's the negotiation. We have to buy more machine. Anybody from Sun here? Well, the internet project at AU will start with 15,000 students this month. For the whole of Thailand, last month, there were only 6,000 internet users, including 1,000 from Assumption University. We now jump to 15,000. And we also have 3 colleges, 17 community college, 278 schools. So altogether, the population is 3,5900 students. And we expect 1/3 of this to be on internet. The Board of Trustees of Assumption University have approved my recommendation that knowledge and experience of using internet is a requirement for graduation in all the program. So by the time they graduate, if we have the computer list out that they have not used internet, they'll have to stay and use it. Well, so the plan Well, in December 93, we had only 1,000 users from ABAC. June, 15,000. December 94 will be 30,000 added. And then June 95, there will be 60,000. And December 95, there will be at least 100,000. The indication is that it may grow even faster than that. Before I came here, one of the school with 6,000 students, the principal just called me and said that the student want 3,000 address, half of them rather than one third. Catholic school and university in Thailand have all the richest kids. Samchon University have more cars than any other university. All the newest car in the Bangkok Post, it was jokingly said that there is a car automobile exhibition going on every day. All the newest car you can find at Samchon University. By the time they graduate, the student came back to me with their name card saying that they are manager or deputy manager, their parent gave them the title. Well, the purpose of the A unit is to educate the student, the faculty and the staff and other users about the concept of local and international networking, to prepare the student to enter the world of information where networking will be the norm rather than the exception, to provide full internet access to all students, faculty, and staff members and other users, to facilitate and support the technical development and expansion of AI unit and internet as a research and educational infrastructure and information superhighway, to stimulate the involvement of the educational community, government, industrial research organization, and other in the technical development and expansion of AI unit and internet. Then to educate the educational community, government agency, industrial research organization, and the public at large concerning the technology, use, and application of AirUnit and the internet, to promote educational application, to provide forum for exploration of new AirUnit and internet and other networking application, to stimulate collaboration and exchange of experience. Well, of course, we have to pay for this. All the graduate students are charged $8 a month. All the undergrad students, $4 a month. Students in other Catholic-related educational institutions, $4 a month. Alumni, $8. Other user, TOT and other government agency allow us to use it only for educational purpose. So we have to say alumni of Catholic-related educational institution, they are in private sector. They have individual address, so this is a loophole. Okay, of all this, we are getting $4 million a year income. And the Board of Trustees has decreed that this will be completely non-profit. As the chairman of the committee, I have to spend this $4 million a year on only internet and networking facility to improve the service. So the facility now, we have to set up data center Spark server 1512 megabyte, 104 gigabyte disk storage, and we are ordering some more. This is not enough. Then we have the campus network with two Cisco router, 58 hubs, 128 modem. The government has 20 telephone lines available for the national network. Chulalongkorn University has 20 telephone lines available. Before I came here, I just got have paid TOT for 360 telephone lines. So we are going to have 360 telephone lines available for teacher and student to use. All of the computer-related program at Assumption University, 75% of students have a computer at home. Lot of them have laptop. I carry laptop every day. I go anywhere to a meeting. Before attending the meeting, I would check into the internet to find out whether there is an email. Student make their social contact, invite other student to movie, or even courting through the internet. There will be 500 terminal, actually more by now, telephone line, 360 to be increased. Actually, there is competition going on between TOT and the private sector. Telecom Asia. When I asked for 360 line, TOT said, not available, not possible. So I went to Telecom Asia and negotiated with them, that's a private company, and they provide 360. So a week later, TOT said they also have 360. So now we have 720 lines, but we don't want to pay, but we will take only 360. I'm negotiating and decided to take it for Telecom Asia because they charge only 200,000 baht for installation. The TOT 1 million baht. Okay, the worldwide connection now, we go through the two gateway at Chulalongkorn University and the government 64K. And I have booked the third gateway, the line for ABAC to go directly to the United States. So right now, if we send mail from ABAC to Singapore, it have to come to the United States and back there. Okay, the setup is something like that. Well, I don't want to go through the detail. Well, the service that we have is, of course, email to supplement the postal service, to supplement the telephone service. For the student to communicate with instructor, I get 20, 30 emails from the student every day, and I answer all of them. And all the instructors are required to check that email every day and answer. Because in the past, students have complained that they go to the instructor room, the instructor was not there, they left a message, the instructor never replied. So now they have to do it through the internet, anytime at home or anywhere. The instructor are required to answer the student. To communicate with friends and relatives abroad. This turned out to be very attractive because for only 3 baht or a few cents, they can talk to their friend in the United States for 3 hours rather than $100 or something like that. To communicate with electronic pen pals, we have several programs going on with US University to establish pen pals. For submission of homework to find out grade, in the future, all grade release will be through the internet to the student box so that they will check their own grade. That they don't have to go to school to look at the board anymore. For social message, to check class cancellation and make up, there are a lot of class cancellation and the traffic in Bangkok is very bad in 1 or 2 hours. So before getting out from your house or office to go to school, check email to find out whether there is class cancellation. To analyze student grade, we'll have program available to the student to analyze and find out later. We will let the student evaluate the teacher and put it in there. For example, this class, if you want to get A, take it. But you don't get any education, not much. This class, you get a lot of knowledge, but probably B or C or something like that. English on as well as off campus, because on the internet, we encourage them to use English rather than Thai, because in Thai, it's 4 lines. It's rather difficult. We have a project going on for the student to register for class by AUNET. So from home, they can register for class and also pay by internet. We are connecting it with the home banking service and also electronic banking. Well, the worldwide service is the usual internet facility available. So with a lot of money coming in, $4 million a year, I'm looking for a service in the US, for example, in the library, rather than just check the card catalog. I like to get right into the hard copy. I probably will negotiate with Dow Jones and other service providers for my student to be able maybe to play with the stock market in the US and other facilities. So we are open to suggestions. One of the projects that we have been authorized to do is to have at least one international conference per year from the budget we got from the student. And the next one will be in September 28th in Bangkok. It will be International Conference on Internet Technology and Application. We have limited financial support available. That is the authors whose paper have been accepted will be given free local expense and also sightseeing around Bangkok. We have several minibus available at the university with students willing to serve as guide. So this is an open invitation. So thank you very much.